preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old
Welcome,
boys
folks.
Can do.
You're tuned in here on Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host, and I'm here in sunny North Dakota. And welcome you, wherever you may be, to call into the show tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The hosting for this show, it's coming out of the Republic Broadcasting Network's headquarters in Austin, Texas. Let's see what we've got in the news hopper here in the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon. It's been good, and here I'll start out with a. Here's a comment from the man himself, Donald Trump. He was visiting today and yesterday with French newly elected President Emmanuel Macron, recently elected, beating out Marine Le Pen, who is the nationalist, populist version, French version of Donald Trump. So there's an example where the populist nationalist is winning or coming in second over and over again. In Hungary, Viktor Orban won even bigger than Donald Trump. Here in America, Donald Trump won by a margin that's too slim, and it's really impairing his ability to act. And in France, we, the populace, came in second. So Marine Le Pen has a lot of influence in the French parliament, but did not get the presidential seat. Donald Trump meeting with Emmanuel Macron. And so the two of them are sitting together in the White House, and the fake news media is yelling out their awful questions, which are really just attacks, personal attacks on the president and on our country, as he has noted. Here's one today. Here's what he said. Let's listen to our president. I think he handles this just right. Where is the comment? Here it is. Okay. So here they are. They're squawking away with their questions. And here comes our president with the one small adjustment here to my audio system. And we'll have the president. Oh, there we go. That's that familiar sound. Let's try the president one more time here.
Are you considering? Oh,
thank you very much. Stupid question. Go ahead. Any other? Anybody else, please?
Let's play that again. Here it is.
Mr. President, what about Michael Cohen? Are you considering?
Oh, thank you very much. Stupid question. Go ahead. Any other? Anybody else, please?
I think he probably came within within an eyelash there of saying, any other stupid questions? Brilliant, beautiful. He was asking, he was being asked about Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. Stupid question. Here's some more stories. We'll just throw some stories out there for you to consider and talk about here on today's show. And I'll get up my my call-in board here. So here we are. I've got the call-in board up, so if you call in, I can put you on the air. News from sunny Mexico. Caravan migrants waiting to cross the Mexico-California border. Several reports, writes Breitbart, indicate that the fragments of the migrant caravan are now arriving south of the U.S. border with Mexico. Over the weekend, about 600 migrants arrived via train. Yes, you heard that right. Via train in the northern Mexican city of Hermosillo, the Associated Press reported on Tuesday. The group plans to continue to Tijuana in the next few days. And MS-13 members have been spotted in this group. President Donald Trump called on the Department of Homeland Security to not let the asylum seekers into the U.S. And he tweeted as follows yesterday. Despite the Democrat-inspired laws on sanctuary cities and the border being so bad and one-sided, I have instructed the Secretary of Homeland Security not to let these large caravans of people into our country. It is a disgrace. We are the only country in the world so naive. Wall. He ends with the one word, wall. That's a tweet we first read yesterday. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said her department would, well, now let's see what this, what does she mean here? Would fast track any caravan asylum cases. I hope that's something good. Here's what she writes. The Department of Homeland Security continues to monitor the remnants of the caravan of individuals headed to our southern border with the apparent intention of entering the United States illegally. A sovereign nation that cannot, or worse, chooses not to defend its borders will soon cease to be a sovereign nation. Oh, I like that. The Trump administration is committed to enforcing our immigration laws, whether persons are part of this caravan or not. If persons of the caravan enter the country illegally, they will be referred for prosecution for illegal entry in accordance with existing law. For those seeking asylum, all individuals may be detained while their claims are adjudicated efficiently and expeditiously, and those found not to have a claim will be promptly removed from the United States. Well, that's fast action. I like that. In response to the caravan and recent spikes in illegal border crossings into the U.S., President Trump ordered the deployment of 4,000 National Guard troops to help secure the border. The governors of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California all responded by activating troops in their respective states. So I like that. I like what we're hearing right there. Here's a story we covered yesterday featuring Senator Rand Paul. And I didn't get a chance to read the real excellent statement from Rand Paul. Speaking of another cabinet member, Donald Trump has nominated Mike Pompeo currently CIA director, to be our new Secretary of State. And the Democrats and the liberals are trying to slow walk or defeat Mike Pompeo. Rand Paul met with Mike Pompeo, and he met with Donald Trump. He had previously said he would oppose the nomination. That was a serious blow to the nomination. But after meeting with both men, Rand Paul said, no, I'm reversing myself. I am endorsing him for Secretary of State. Now, what he says here, I wanted to read this. Didn't get a chance yesterday. Listen to the full statement. After calling continuously for weeks for Director Pompeo to support President Trump's belief that the Iraq War was a mistake, this is Rand Paul writing, and that it is time to leave Afghanistan, today I received confirmation that Director Pompeo agrees with Donald Trump, wrote Rand Paul. His writing continues, President Trump believes that Iraq was a mistake. Now, this was just confirmed face to face with our president, our peace president, as I say. I inserted that. Then back to Rand Paul, who writes, that regime change has, President Trump believes, that regime change has destabilized the region and that we must end our involvement with Afghanistan. Having received assurances from President Trump and Director Pompeo that he, Pompeo, agrees with the president on these important issues, I have decided to support his nomination to be our next Secretary of State. That's huge, folks. And then more good news on the Pompeo nomination. Three Democrat senators declared their intention to break ranks with other Senate Democrats on the Foreign Relations Committee ahead of the vote. Red State Senators Heidi Heitkamp, from right here in North Dakota, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, and Joe Donnelly in Indiana, each faced November reelection fights in states that went for Trump in 2016, and they went strongly for Trump. So they're reading the writing on the wall. Heidi Heitkamp, if she doesn't do at least some supporting of the Trump program, for which we North Dakotans voted mightily 2-1 in 2016, then she's on her way out of the Senate. So here's an example in this vote. She's going to vote to confirm Pompeo, hoping to hang on to her Senate seat. She's being challenged by our current Congressman Kramer. And if she does any more liberal-sounding things, Kramer will beat her, and North Dakota will have an entirely Republican and Trump-supporting delegation of two senators and one congressman. So that's a nice story there. Speaking, as we are for the moment, of cabinet appointees, Donald Trump made another great appointment with the appointment of Admiral Jackson, Ronnie Jackson, to be the head of the Veterans Administration, VA Secretary. Now, you'll remember Admiral Ronnie Jackson. He's this great, really healthy looking. I mean, this guy just looks like a picture of health and strength, and his great smile and sparkling eyes. What a presence Ronnie Jackson has. And he gave a press conference after examining President Trump as the White House doctor. And he was not Donald Trump's personal doctor, was not in any way beholden to Donald Trump. Ronnie Jackson examined Obama. Poor guy. I mean, Ronnie Jackson. And he also examined Bush Jr. He was the White House doctor. I guess he still is, pending his confirmation to be the VA secretary. Well, he got up after he examined Donald Trump, did a thorough, obviously, can you imagine how thorough a White House medical checkup is by a Navy Admiral doctor? So he looked at all the numbers, the charts, including at Donald Trump's request, he did a psychological mental examination of Donald Trump, which he passed with perfect answers on all questions. A 100% result on his mental test requested by Donald Trump. And Dr. Jackson did that test. But now, here's Joe Scarborough. Look at the left. Look at how unhinged they are. On Tuesday's broadcast today of MSNBC's Morning Joe, co-host Joe Scarborough stated that VA secretary nominee and White House physician Ronnie Jackson sounded, now get this, sounded like Hitler's doctor, Vladimir Putin's doctor, or a doctor in North Korea during Jackson's press conference about President Trump's health. Now, this is several months ago, and Morning Joe is trying to sabotage the nomination of Admiral Jackson to be the VA secretary. Scarborough said, I thought it was shameful that you've got a guy that, first of all, obviously, for anybody that's ever, I mean, you don't have to be one of those people that work at circuses that look, hey, I can guess your weight, to know that Donald Trump weighs a hell of a lot more than 239 pounds. Ronnie Jackson weighed President Trump, and he weighed 239 pounds. That was embarrassing. But then the topper of it all, the pièce de résistance, was when he said, and it sounded like Hitler's doctor, I'm sorry, hey, you know what? His genes are so good, he could live to be 200 years old. And I don't think that's what he said, 200 years old. He said he could easily serve two terms. Then Scarborough added, who would say that? Forget about Hitler, strike Hitler, but let's just say maybe Putin or another autocrat's doctor coming out to say that, say like a North Korean doctor actually might be a tighter fit. Fearless leader's genetics are so pure and so strong that fearless leader could live to be 200 years old. So Scarborough acting unhinged. He can't come up with anything to say about this great Navy admiral other than he looks and sounds like Hitler's doctor. Way to go, Joe. Let's find another great story here. Oh, excellent column from Pat Buchanan. We may get to that in the course of the show. Here's a great story that appeared in the Washington Beacon on recent developments with the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are the people who here in North Dakota, I'm running for school board, and what left-wing newspapers do when a right-winger files for office, the first thing they do is call up the SPLC and say, what have you got with which we can trash the right winger in our newspaper? So they did that with me. And that's just routine for these people. But anyway, this caught my eye since I've gotten recent attention from the SPLC. Get this. Southern Poverty Law Center transfers millions in cash to offshore entities. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a liberal Alabama-based 501c3 tax-exempt charitable organization that has gained prominence on the left. I'll pause right there. You'll like this story. It gets pretty interesting. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
And we've got a story up right now about the Southern Poverty Law Center. The SPLC based there in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. And listen to where this story goes. It's pretty interesting. There's something going on here. This SPLC has gained prominence on the left for its hate group designations. The story is they are pushing millions of dollars to offshore entities as part of their business dealings, records show. Additionally, the nonprofit pays lucrative six-figure salaries to its top directors and key employees. That's pretty common. I mean, they're paying like $300,000 to their top people. That's a lot for a nonprofit. But here's the more interesting thing. While spending little, very little, on legal services, despite their stated intent of fighting hate and bigotry using litigation, education, and other forms of advocacy, The Southern Poverty Law Center is perhaps best known for its hate map, a collection of organizations the nonprofit deems domestic hate groups. And they list mainstream conservative organization along other groups. The SPLC has turned into a fundraising powerhouse, recording more than $50 million in contributions and $328 million in net assets in 2015, the most recent year for which records are available. These records show that in 2015, they had financial interests in the Cayman Islands, the British Virgin Islands, and Bermuda. Now, there's some examples here of transfers of big amounts of cash. For example, in March of 2015, the SPLC sent $2,200,000 to an entity incorporated in Kanana Bay, Cayman Islands, according to SEC records. Now, so the Washington Beacon called the accounting firm that handles these tax forms for the SPLC. She hung up when asked for updated information. But now the Washington Beacon called other tax experts. They called one here, Amy Sterling Castle. She said, "I've never known a U.S.-based nonprofit dealing in human rights or social services to have any foreign bank accounts," said Amy Sterling Castle, C-A-S-I-L, CEO of Pacific Human Capital, a California-based nonprofit consulting firm. Quoting her again, "My impression, based on prior interactions," I'm going to skip down here. She says, "I am stunned to learn of transfers of millions to offshore bank accounts. It is a huge red flag and would have been completely unacceptable to any wealthy, responsible, experienced board member who was committed to a charitable mission who I ever worked with." Whoa. Completely unacceptable. And she says she's stunned. She says, and this is the CEO of a California-based nonprofit consulting firm. She says, "It is unethical for any U.S.-based charity to invest large sums of money overseas. I know of no legitimate reason for any U.S.-based nonprofit to put money in overseas unregulated bank accounts. It seems extremely unusual for a 501c3 concentrating upon reducing poverty in the American South to have multiple bank accounts in tax haven nations," says, this is another expert, Charles Ortel, a former Wall Street analyst and financial advisor who helped uncover, he's famous for his work in finance. Then they give some examples of big salaries that they're paying. For example, Richard Cohen, their CEO, collected $346,000 in base compensation, and he received more money in other benefits. But now, you know, and that kind of thing goes on, overpaid people in nonprofits. So nothing really scandalous there. But here, the fact is pretty wild. I'll give you that right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here at the Trump Phenomenon. And there are lines open. You can get in at 800-313-9443. We're talking about an article that appeared in the Washington Beacon. They did a nice little piece of research on the current status of the Southern Poverty Law Center based in Montgomery, Alabama. And here's the interesting fact I promised you before the break. Although they are sending many millions of dollars offshore where it's unregulated, who knows what's being done with it? No one knows. I don't think there's even any reporting procedure. The money just disappears. That's what Donald Trump did in the early days of his presidency. He was repatriating money that was being stashed overseas by American corporations and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. I think it's actually trillions of dollars have or are already coming back into America. But the SPLC is moving money offshore. Well, and we just heard from a prominent CEO of a tax-exempt consulting firm who said this is unacceptable. She's never heard of it. She's never heard of a single instance of a tax-exempt foundation supposedly doing charitable work, hiding money overseas. Interesting. And took a little guts for her to say this about the SPLC, because people that criticize the SPLC get targeted by the SPLC, which has what? It has a chilling effect. It shuts people up. When you've got an organization with over $300 million in their fund. But here's an interesting fact. With all of that big money flying around, how much money did they spend in 2015 on legal cases? Let me find the quote here. The SPLC, which claims to have a staff of 75 lawyers who practice in the area of children's rights, economic justice, immigration justice, LGBT rights, and criminal justice reform, reported in 2015 spending only $61,000 on legal services. Are you kidding? Is there a missing zero there? Are there two missing zeros? There should be two more zeros in that number. If they collected over $50 million that year, they should have spent at least $6 million on legal services. The Southern Poverty Law Center? They didn't. $61,000. I have friends who don't have much money who spent $61,000 when stuck in court. So, and they don't have any $320 million kitty upon which to draw. Here's another shocking fact to update your information on the SPLC. And I noticed I just clicked on their hate map. They took me off. Thank you, SPLC. They took me off of their hate map. They had me on there up here in North Dakota. But for whatever reason, I guess they decided I'm not on the hate map anymore. Apple CEO Tim Cook told his employees that Apple is donating $1 million to the SPLC. This is in recent months. $1 million to the SPLC. And that Apple will match employee contributions 2-to-1. Not 1-to-1, 2-to-1. So if you give $100 to the SPLC and you work for Apple, Tim Cook will kick in $200. Cook also placed an SPLC donation button in the iTunes store. That's worth a lot of money right there. And the company is additionally providing another $1 million donation to the Anti-Defamation League. And the ADL and the SPLC, of course, are peas in a pod. So another company, JP Morgan Chase, added a $500,000 donation to their contribution to the SPLC for their work in tracking, exposing, and fighting hate groups and other extremist organizations, unquote. And then the Washington Beacon quotes Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute, a Sacramento-based group that defends religious freedom, parental rights, and other civil liberties without charge. His group, the Pacific Justice Institute, was listed as a hate group. And here's what Brad Dacus, the president, says. Why is the Southern Poverty Law Center doing this? It's simple. They want to vilify and isolate anyone that doesn't agree with their very extremist leftist policy and ideology. This isn't about defending civil rights. This is about attacking civil rights. Very good. Now, I said something similar in the interview that the Grand Forks Herald did with me, the local newspaper here, very left-wing. I said they mentioned that the SPLC doesn't appear to like me. And I said, that's right. They're left-wingers. I'm a right winger, and they don't like me. Surprise, surprise. And that is the story on the SPLC. It's really just an advocacy group for the left, not involved with poverty or providing legal assistance to people that need it. It's just another left-wing, tax-exempt vehicle. And then this head of this Pacific Justice Institute said, the SPLC is an anti-conservative, anti-Christian hate group that the media have given pretend legitimacy to. One glance at their 990 tax forms is a reminder just what a fundraising superpower it is, said Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. Its assets are over $328 million in 2015. It doesn't need new liberal money. It could operate for at least 6 years and never raise a penny. It's like a perpetual motion machine for fundraisers. So, nice update. I hadn't checked in on the SPLC's finances in a number of years. So, I like this. And I'm reading this, by the way, a website you want to add to your favorites, folks, conservative-headlines.org. Whose website is that? That's the Council of Conservative Citizens, who are partnering with the American Freedom Party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website. We're partnering up the AFP and the C of CC at an upcoming event, June 15, 16, and 17, west of Nashville, Tennessee. I hope you can be there, especially if you live within driving distance of Nashville, and I consider that to be anything below 400 miles, an easy drive. We're partnering up, and this is a first in our cause. Anybody who's a member, even a lifetime member of, let's say, the CFCC, is now also a member and lifetime member of the American Freedom Party, and vice versa. So it's the first twofer I've ever heard of in our cause, where it's kind of an irresistible offer. If you join one group, you send in your $25 annual membership for either group. Hey, you get a free membership in another group. Nobody's ever offered that. And you know, it's got that great marketing device to it. You can't get the deal unless you buy something. You know, buy two, get one free. Buy one, get one free. You can't get the free one unless you buy the first one. It's an irresistible, excellent marketing device, and we're using it. So you might want to partake of that. Join either the CFCC on their website or the AFP on our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, and you just got a twofer. And that's where I was reading that story, is on the conservativeheadlines.org website. Let's go back to the opening subject of the show, which were Donald Trump's tweets. He says of his meeting with Emmanuel Macron, he says, our two great republics are linked together by the timeless bonds of history, culture, and destiny. We are people who cherish our values. And then here's everything up to now could have been said by George Bush. Could have even been said by, not Barack Obama, but could have been said by any neocon Republican president. But now comes a word that only Donald Trump could say, that none of the neocons will ever say. We are people who cherish our values, protect our civilization. Whoa, you're not allowed to say that. That's politically incorrect. You're not allowed to talk about our civilization. But that's what Donald Trump does. He is politically incorrect, and he recognizes that we have a European civilization, which is what we are protecting. And the reason this is our first patriot president is he gets it. That's why he wants the borders, so that we can protect our civilization, which of course will go away if our border is not protected. More nice tweets. Seven hours ago, he tweets to us. He's talking about a candidate, Jim Renacci, R-E-N-A-C-C-I. This is a new name to me. Jim Renacci has worked so hard on tax reductions, illegal immigration, the border, and crime. I need Jim very badly to help our agenda and to keep making America great again. He will be a fantastic senator for the great state of Ohio and has my full endorsement. So an endorsement went out, and it immediately has an effect on me. I found out for the first time about Jim Renacci and that he's a good guy. By the way, speaking of endorsements from Donald Trump, he very generously offered an endorsement to Mitt Romney when he announced that he was going to run for senator from Utah. Donald Trump, very generous against this, towards this man who had inveighed against Donald Trump bitterly and nastily on national television. How does Mitt Romney return the favor? He won't even say that he will endorse Donald Trump for president in 2020. He won't say it. And as a result of that and other stupid things that Mitt Romney has done, he shocked everybody by coming in second place to Mike Kennedy, who won, but not with enough votes to secure the nomination. Mike Kennedy beat Mitt Romney 51-49 in the Utah Republican convention. That's delegates to the convention voting. Now the matter, because it falls short of the 60% that the Utahns demand to get the unchallenged nomination of the party, now it goes to a primary runoff between Mitt Romney and Mike Kennedy. And I look for Mike Kennedy to win. That'll be great, because Mitt Romney surely would be a never-Trumper if he got into the Senate and would really hurt our president. Oh, we've got a caller. Let me look on my board here. I missed this. Well, I don't see the caller, engineer. Go ahead and put the caller on. All right, George in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Okay. How about yourself? Go ahead.
You know, the thing is about like the Southern Poverty Law Center and like ACLU. Me gotta stop, you know, cringing in fear every time I slap a lawsuit against us. I mean, you know, especially when it's frivolous, and we need to start counter suing them and start bleeding their budgets dry. You know,
well,
because there's a lot of slapback laws. What's that?
Well, maybe that's one reason they're moving their money to places like the Cayman Islands and was it British Antigua? There, you know, Bermuda. Because if you get the money offshore, it's now invisible. It's gone. It can't be attached or it can't be lost in a suit.
And personally, it's like I said, we got to go after these foundations that work against the security, like the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros, and under that executive order Trump signed December 21st, I mean, these foundations have been funding, sending literature to illegal aliens, how to avoid detection, how to avoid getting arrested by the police, and where
yes.
to go.
Well, Saul Alinsky wrote the manual on this, the Rules for Radicals, and this communist operator, Saul Alinsky, he makes it clear that lawfare, using the law, using the institutions of an otherwise free society to enslave that society, is the way to go. And Barack Obama was trained, at the feet of Saul Alinsky, and that's exactly what Obama applied. Obama took over institutions like the FBI and the Justice Department from inside, then put people like James Comey and Andrew McCabe in charge of those institutions, and Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. And that's called one of the terms used in communism. Somebody help me with the origin of this quote. I think it's called the march through the institutions. And the communists are very good at this. We need to fight back. And that's what Donald Trump represents. We finally acquired the greatest institution of all, the presidency of the United States. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and
I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things, and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. Boy, looking for a place to do my thing. Well, here's a white girl looking for a place to do her thing, Ann Coulter. And she's covering this same SPLC story. I just noticed it during the break here. I looked up her Twitter account, and here's what she has to say about the SPLC. She says, she has a tweet here where she says, yes, George, hang on, George. She says, despite being located literally in the backyard of Dr. Martin Luther King's home church, the Southern Poverty Law Center has never hired a person of color. And then the dot, dot, dot. I don't see the rest of it. Here's another tweet. Steve Saylor, who writes at his column appears commonly at bdare.com, one of our greatest websites, bdare.com, Peter Brimelow's website. Steve Saylor says, the 47-year-old SPLC has evidently never listed a black as a highly paid employee to the IRS. And he says, the SPLC, still Caucasian after all these years. I love that. Here's another tweet on the same thing. Steve Saylor says, you may note a surprising coincidence. All of the SPLC's highest paid executives are white. And then he says, SPLC, 40 years of white supremacy. And then another guy tweets, for 40 years, whites have remained supreme at the SPLC. Some things just never change in Montgomery. So that's Ann Coulter's got that story beautifully covered. And she has a couple of other really interesting tweets in the last day or two. She says, she posts about a story about your lettuce. Have you noticed in your supermarket that a lot of the lettuce, especially romaine lettuce, has been pulled from the shelves? And your store may have a little sign that says, due to an FDA bulletin, we are not selling any lettuce products right now. Well, why is that, folks? They don't fill in the details. Well, the details are this. The third worlders raising and picking that lettuce don't understand what a germ is, especially E. coli. We won't be able to go into the details here. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow night. Thanks for being with us on the Trump Phenomenon. See you all tomorrow night. So long. Don't stop.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.